There's a new monument featuring a tablet of the Ten Commandments in the lobby of the Alabama Supreme Court. The state's Chief Justice placed it there as a tribute to what he calls the moral foundation of the law. But critics say it's a religious monument and it doesn't belong in the state's highest court. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
A 2.5-ton slab of granite stands behind velvet ropes in the stately rotunda of the Alabama Judicial Building in Montgomery. Two tablets are carved out of the top of the 4-foot gray block. The sculpture was commissioned by State Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore.
The top part of it has the Ten Commandments taken out of Exodus. On the four sides are insets, which have basically acts or laws incorporating the acknowledgement of God.
The inscriptions on the side include "So Help Me God," "In God We Trust," and quotes from George Washington, James Madison, and Thomas Jefferson. Moore says the monument demonstrates the connection between God and the nation's justice system.
Everything has a foundation, and certainly law is no exception. And the foundation in our law was based upon Scripture.
Moore's views are popular in Alabama, where he's known as the Ten Commandments Judge. He earned the nickname as a circuit judge when he defied a 1997 court order to remove a hand-carved wooden plaque of the Ten Commandments posted in his Gadsden courtroom. His stand helped him win election as Chief Justice last year. So it was not a big surprise when Moore unveiled the new Ten Commandments monument at a ceremony earlier this month.
I'm pleased to present this monument depicting the moral foundation of our law, and hereby authorize it to be placed in the rotunda of the Alabama Judicial Building.
Moore had the monument installed the night before, after the other justices had left the building. He says he didn't inform them about his plans, just in case they have to rule on its constitutionality in the future. And the issue is likely to end up in court again. The lawsuit challenging Moore's Gadsden Ten Commandments display was eventually dismissed on a technicality and never resolved the legal question of whether it's appropriate to post the Ten Commandments in a court building.
If James Madison and Thomas Jefferson knew that their names were being invoked to support placing a religious monument in a public building, they'd roll over in their graves.
Montgomery lawyer Robert Varley is with the American Civil Liberties Union of Alabama. He says placing the Ten Commandments in the Alabama Supreme Court crosses the line separating church and state.
It sends a message of exclusion to people who are either non-believers or non-Christians, that they are disfavored, or conversely, that believers or Christians will be favored by the court. And I think that sends the wrong message.
My critics don't understand what separation of church and state means. Separation of church and state never meant to separate God from our government.
Judge Moore says courts have increasingly pushed God out of society, but people across the country are seeking to return to a higher authority. Indeed, there have been efforts in several states, including Kentucky, Indiana, and Colorado, to display the Ten Commandments in public buildings. In Mississippi, a new law has required that "In God We Trust" be posted in public schools. Politically, there's no question that Moore has tapped a gold mine. University of Alabama political scientist D. Lionel Finley says Moore's religious stand helped the Republican come from relative obscurity to win the statewide office of Chief Justice.
Many people in this state just felt that religion had been picked on, and Roy Moore became a visible symbol of standing up for religious freedoms.
Even the state's Democratic governor has come out in support of the monument, and Moore has been rumored as a possible challenger for governor next year. But Moore says he's not running for anything and plans to serve out his 6-year term on the Supreme Court.
This is not about politics. It's about God.
The popularity of Moore's monument has already inspired others to follow suit. Black State Representative Alvin Holmes plans today to unveil another monument in the Supreme Court building. This one quoting Martin Luther King's famous "I Have a Dream" speech. Holmes figures he's got just as much of a right to spotlight his favorite quotes as the Chief Justice does. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Montgomery, Alabama.